الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون؟ ولقد فتنا الذين من قبلهم فليعلمن الله الذين صدقوا وليعلمن الكاذبين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: المسلمون كرجل واحد، إلى آخر الحديث. وقال فيه أيضا: إن اشتكى رأسه اشتكى كله، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. وبعد، ثم الحمد لله on the most precious gift of Islam and its perfect and most pure teachings, and being in the ummah of Allah's Habib, the most beloved to Allah Ta'ala and his entire creation, our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first to be decreed a Nabi by Allah Azza wa Jal, even while Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wa salam was still being created by Allah Ta'ala, and the last to be sent Nubuwah, is for all times to come up to the day of Qiyamah. No person after hearing about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and thereafter not entering the fold of Islam and believing in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the final messenger of Allah Ta'ala, that person will never gain eternal after. This ummah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as was synonymous with people of Iman before, will be tested and tested severely according to the strength of Iman. In the verses recited, Allah Ta'ala says, do human beings perceive that they will merely be left to verbally say, we have brought faith, and thereafter they would not be tested? The word used is yuftanun, which originates from fitna. The beauty of the Arabic language, anything. The word fitna originally means the process by which gold in its raw form is heated at a high level, melted, so that impurities may be removed, so that the pure and impure are purely distinguished. So these tests come, and the stronger the iman, the greater the test. Allah Ta'ala cites as proof, in the believing nations before you, we had put them through great tests, great difficulties, in order to bring about a clear distinguishing line for those who are truthful liars in the claim of Iman. So tests with Iman are synonymous. This in light of the horrendous atrocities being perpetrated against this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in different parts. Extremely severely in recent times in Palestine, specifically Gaza. Let us remember that October the 7th was not the beginning of the cycle. It was months, nay years, of willful incursions into Palestinians who are already living in the biggest open-air prison in Gaza. Settlers at will would massacre, would kill, maim innocent children, the Palestinians. So this was a reaction in order to put a stop to that severe oppression. And let us not forget, though not being reported, in the very neighboring land of Syria, more than a decade of some of the most horrendous atrocities at present in the city of Idlib itself, being perpetrated by the Syrian army and the assistance of the Russians, the Hezbollah and the Iranian government, horrendous atrocities being meted out to the Ahl in the very neighboring land of Syria. And then there is Kashmir, India itself in general, Rohingya in Burma, and many, many other parts of the world. So as said, tests are synonymous with Iman. Allah Ta'ala in the Quran Azim, in Surah Al-Buruj, speaks about an incident from history, قُتِلَ أَصْحَابُ الْأُخْدُودِ. Allah Ta'ala says, may those who were part of those trenches lit with blazing fires, who set about while the people of Iman at the time were being persecuted, and the only crime they committed was belief in one Allah, the Supreme, the All Praiseworthy. When people en masse had brought Iman, the rulers of the time gave a command that at all the important points and junctions, gullies, roads, avenues, huge trenches be dug and filled with blazing hot fires, and the people of Iman would be brought in lines, and prior to being pushed alive into that burning fire, be asked your life or your Iman. And every one of them remained steadfast, and thousands had met the coveted end of Shahada. Let us remember that on our side, it is imperative that we feel we share in the pain of the Ummah, the dhulam, the oppression that are going on in different places. It does not behove a mu'min to not feel in that pain. And in whichever way possible, within jais, within the confines of Shariat, to raise that objection, obviously without perpetrating any of the laws of Allah Ta'ala in doing so. But to feel in that pain is a part of Iman. It's a beautiful example. The similitude of the Muslim Ummah is like one human body. If there is pain experienced in one part, the head or the eye, for example, it is not those isolated parts that tolerate that pain alone. The rest of the body will share in that pain. Fever may afflict. It does not afflict only that part, the entire body. If one has to spend sleepless nights because of severe pain in those parts, it is not only those that stay awake. The entire ummah stays awake. Salahuddin al-Ayyubi, whom Allah Ta'ala used, the great Muslim commander, for almost a century, the Crusaders had taken over Al-Masjid al-Aqsa, almost close to a century, where Adhan was not called. And Allah Ta'ala utilized this great personality, Salahuddin al-Ayyubi, to take in the hands. He once mentioned that, how can I smile, how can I enjoy food when Al-Masjid al-Aqsa has been taken away from the Muslim hands, and it is such fervor that Allah Ta'ala used him to gain back many, many territories and took care of those who had assisted the Crusaders, the Fatimid Empire in Egypt and many other places of the world. So to feel in that pain, to share in that pain, is a part of Iman. For those who have passed on, whom Allah Ta'ala has blessed the most noble and coveted end of Shahada, of martyrdom in the way of Allah Ta'ala, such joy and ecstasy from the very moment of Shahada. And in here we take solace. The moment a martyr's first drop of blood touches the ground, every single sin of the past life is completely forgiven, with just one exception, and that is dain, that is debts being owed to other people. So rectify our dealings, a lesson that we take from there. When martyrs go on to meet Allah Ta'ala from the very first moments, فَرِحِينَ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهِ, there is ecstasy, there is joy. A story that Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran Azim, in Surah Yasin, Habib al-Najjar, who had come to the aid and support of those deputed by Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam to the city of Antakiyah, Antioch, to invite towards Allah. When he implored his people to treat them with respect, they turned on him. When his iman became apparent, he was beaten to a pulp. But Allah Ta'ala says, and we read this in Surah Yasin daily, Ya layta qawm bima ghafara li rabbi wa ja'alani min al mukramin. No sooner that he became a shaheed, he was entered into Jannah. And even there he says, I wish my people had known the level of forgiveness Allah has given me, and what honor and dignity Allah Ta'ala has given me on account of that coveted. When people were being pushed into those trenches to forsake the iman, a woman comes with a newborn baby. She hesitates for the sake of her child, and it is one of those rare incidents in history where a child spoke in infancy from the cradle, where the child said to the mother, Oh, my mother, remain steadfast, for indeed you are on haq, you are on the truth. And mother and little baby, innocent baby, sacrifice for the cause of Iman. One occasion, our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was resting in the shade of the Kaaba when those Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in who were going through the most persecutions, Sayyiduna Bilal, Sayyiduna Khabbab, Sayyiduna Suhaib, Sayyiduna Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu anhum and others, to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and what difficulties for the sake of Iman, being dragged on the burning hot sands of Makkah Mukarramah, try and walk a few steps, even bare feet for a few seconds, extremely difficult, 50 degrees plus on occasions, at night time, the darkness and coolness of night was not a cessation of the persecution. Dragged upon burning coals, huge boulders put on their chests, being forced to forsake Iman. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu is dragged, and ringing in his wake is Ahad, Ahad, I believe in the one Allah, I believe in the one Allahu Azza wa Jal. So they come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Has the time not now come that you ask Allah for His outward and open help against them? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam set up straight from a leaning position, that you are being hasty, people of Iman before you were brought in public view a saw that would be normally used to cut, put on their heads to forsake Iman. They were cut in two, combs of steel were brought, and what would they comb? Not the calm combing of hair. It is the flesh that was combed off the bones of their body to forsake Iman. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that did not deter them. So indeed, it is highly commendable the steadfastness of the Palestinians, of those who are standing up for the cause of Islam. A number of years ago, Khalid Mash'al had given a talk when he said, I take the message home, that as long as there is one Palestinian child left with one drop of blood, then it will be for the defense and the protection and the freedom of Al-Aqsa. Our responsibility, what do we do as an ummah who share in this pain, feel in that pain, whichever means we can contribute, alhamdulillah, today a great opportunity to contribute financially towards the dire circumstances in Gaza. Just this week, those inside Gaza who had studied in some madrasas had sent a voice note to the that all food and water has expired. We are merely waiting for death to come to us. So open up our hearts, donate as generously as possible. This brings the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Spending in the way of Allah cools the anger of Allah Ta'ala. Is a very, very great weapon of a mu'min. Let us never underestimate its power. It is a means of unity of the ummah. And let us not be hasty. Sayyidina Musa Harun alayhim as-salam, when they had made dua against Fir'aun and his severe tyrannies and oppressions to destroy him and his wealth, and Allah Ta'ala gave two great Nabis the glad tidings, your dua is guaranteed acceptance, this will. And this happened eventually when he was drowning. Commentators say between the dua and the guaranteed acceptance and his eventual destruction was a period of 40 years when the dua was ultimately accepted. So we are not hasty. Under every circumstance, we obey Allah Ta'ala, trust in Allah Ta'ala, and know that success lies only and exclusively in living and practicing Islam. So dua, a great weapon. Resort to the duas of Anbiya alayhi salam, of Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in in dire circumstances. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. When Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in were threatened after Uhud, where there were many martyrs, many injuries, that they are once again gathering to completely annihilate you, so fear them, they said. And Allah, Sahaba radhiyallahu anhu ajma'in, are so great. Allah quotes their words, their response, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is sufficient for us, and He is the best of all helpers, the best of assistants, the best of those who take care of our matters and affairs. The dua of Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam, highly effective in difficulties. Anta subhanak, inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Very important point here also, a time to beg the mercy of Allah for beneficial rains and help for the ummah, is for us to leave haram and sin, to do sincere tawbah and istighfar in abundance. Wallah, this is a great means of drawing very speedily the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. So leave haram and sin, turn to Allah Ta'ala with sincere tawbah, more istighfar and tawbah than we recite daily in that. Another great means of drawing the mercy of Allah is to strengthen our connection with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us make a habit as families, read from the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, increase in durood sharif, bring alive more and more sunnahs in our life. A great kitab, a collection of the du'as of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hisnul Haseen, Ba'allama ibn al-Jazari rahimahullah. One of the severe massacres of Muslims in the history of this ummah was by the Mongols. Thousands and thousands would be put to death. Baghdad alone, they claimed themselves, Halaku Khan's people, that they had killed, though considered exaggerated figure, the minimum 800,000 Muslims killed in the city of Baghdad alone. They had surrounded the city of Damascus. An impending massacre was about to take place. Allama ibn al-Jazari rahimahullah thinks, what do we do to draw the mercy of Allah in these circumstances? In that time, he compiles this great groundwork, translated in English as well, Hisnul Haseen, collection of the du'as of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in order to gain the mercy of Allah. Lo and behold, on a Thursday night, as Damascus is surrounded, he sees Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks him, what do you want? He says, make dua that Allah saves us from this tyranny. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the dream raised his mubarak hands and made dua. 3 days later, on Sunday, inexplicably, without reason, they march away from Damascus without attacking. In Durood, read from the Seerah, Seeratul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are the beautiful books on the Mubarak life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, increase in Durood Sharif. So every means possible, keep alive the masajid. Muslims, in creating the masajid, punctuality for the five times, if these circumstances do not open our eyes, then what will? When a community becomes deserving of a punishment of Allah Ta'ala because of rampant sin, three categories of people are a means of allaying the anger of Allah. Those who love each other only and solely for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Those who populate the masajid, the houses of Allah, the masajid are full at the time of salah and extra time spent in the masajid. And those who do istighfar abundantly at the time of sahri, early part of the morning, are the means of cooling the anger of Allah Ta'ala. So the minimum is be consistent, be punctual, keep alive the masajid. This definitely draws the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Allahu Azzal, give us tawfiq, have mercy upon the ummah, keep us united. Let us never, ever, ever become despondent from the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala's mercy is indeed absolutely great, shown many times. Our duty is to obey Allah in every circumstance. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. As mentioned, inshallah, let us contribute as generously as possible, card as well as cash collections today, only towards our brothers and sisters in Gaza, inshallah. Lillah and sadaqah funds will be collected. Let us open up our hearts and donate as generously as possible, inshallah.
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فيا أيها الناس اتقوا الله عز وجل في السر والعلن فإن الله يحب المتقين ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب ومن يتوكل على الله فهو حسبه أيها المسلمون فلنشكر الله عز وجل على جميع نعمه خاصة نعمة الإيمان فعلينا أن نغتم بما يحدث على الأمة الإسلامية في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها خصوصا ما يحدث في غزة وفي فلسطين وفي بلاد الشام وفي الكشمير وفي أمكنة عديدة على المؤمن أن يغتم وأن يحزن بما ولكن لا نقنط من رحمة الله فإن الفوز بالإيمان والاستشهاد بالإيمان من أعلى الأموت قال الله عز وجل أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون ولقد فتنا الذين من قبلهم فليعلمن الله الذين صدقوا وليعلمن الكاذبين وحثنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على الاغتمام بما يحدث على الأمة قائلاً المؤمنون كالبنيان يشد بعضه بعضا، ومثلهم بأنهم كرجل واحد إن اشتكى رأسه اشتكى كله، وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: فلنسرع إلى الله عز وجل بالدعاء الكثير والتصدق والإنفاق على الأمة الإسلامية والتوسل بصلة قوية مع الحبيب العظم سيدنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، وكثرة التصدق والرجوع إلى الله، وكثرة الاستغفار والتقوى، الاجتناب عن المعاصي والمحارم، وأن نكون من عمار بيوت الله عز وجل. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ولا إله إلا الله. ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمة بكر رضي الله عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنهم وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير القرون قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين، وأصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم انصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم، اللهم انصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم، خاصة في فلسطين وفي غزة وفي الشام وفي الكشمير وفي مشارق الأرض ومغاربها. اللهم انصرهم على أعدائك، اللهم فرج عن كرب المسلمين، اللهم تقبل شهداءهم وبارك لهم في جهودهم، واجزهم عنا أفضل الجزاء. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل اجتنابه. اللهم اسقنا غيثا مغيثا مريئا مريعا نافعا غير ضار، عاجلا غير آجل. اللهم اسق عبادك وبهائمك، وانشر رحمتك وأحي بلدك الميت. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى، وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي، يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم، وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أتموا صفوفكم وسدوا الخلل. Fill in the gaps between shoulders. Ensure that the heels are in a straight line. Fill in the gaps in the safs in front of us. Once we are in the saf, try and stand as close as possible, leaving no gaps between our shoulders, especially ensuring we stand in a way that once salah starts, there's no gaps between us. Ensure that the heels are in a straight line. One of the means, great means of unity in the ummah, is to stand as closely as possible in salah. استووا، اعتدلوا، تقاربوا، استووا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إن أنت لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. السلام السلام. الحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. نستغفرك اللهم يا ربنا من جميع الذنوب ونتوب إليك. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها واجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عن من سواك. اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمستضعفين والمظلومين والمأسورين في سبيلك في كل مكان. اللهم انصرهم على أعدائك أعداء الدين. اللهم انصرهم اللهم انصرهم اللهم انصرهم. اللهم ردنا ورد جميع المسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا. اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى بفضلك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى عن أيدي الصهيونية يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى عن أيدي الصهيونية يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.